Jehovah. We have emerged triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious.
Good evening, great Biafrans, wonderful people of Biafra, wherever you are on this planet Earth. We are once again welcoming you to today's edition of the News Hour, coming to you live and direct from the studios of Radio Biafra here in London. I am Nnamdi Kanu. I happen to be the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the special grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. Wherever you are, we welcome you. As always, we say good morning, we say good afternoon, we say good evening, and even good night to some people, because Radio Biafra is listened to across every time zone. It is listened to in every continent, in every country, in every city, in every town, in every village, in every community, in every hamlet, in every kindred, and in every family. As long as you have internet connectivity, you will and should receive Radio Biafra on it. We broadcast via www.radiobiafra.co. We broadcast via www.peopleofbiafra.org. We broadcast via www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. Once again, we welcome you wherever you are. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. I am here alone in the studios of Radio Biafra. I'm expecting HMF 4 to join me any moment from now. Barrister Mamezu is indisposed, and so is also Carol Monde. But we must go on. This show must go on. We pledged and we promised to serve you come hell or high water. We promised to serve you come rain or sunshine, and that is what we must do. Because this is our calling, this is our cause, this is our burden, this is our cross, and we must bear it. That is why, once again, we welcome you wherever you are, that this is your radio station, Radio Biafra. We broadcast every evening. We transmit live from our studios here in London, or wherever we may be on this earth, on this very platform. We are also on YouTube. I'm not sure we're going to be there today. I'm not sure you can get us on YouTube if you go there today, because it's not been arranged, it's not been set up. Once again, we welcome you. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are on this planet, once again, you know how to get through to us. Please, you can join us via Skype as well. All you need to do is to add Radio Biafra to your Skype contact list. Add Radio Biafra to your Skype contact list, I mean to say, and you should be able to be with us. Or alternatively, the studio number with which you can get hold of us is +44 78 31 30 8376. I repeat, +44 78 31 30 8376. That is the studio number. It is not showing on the top right hand side of your screen, but it should in a moment's time. Once again, we welcome you. Our headlines are not that numerous today because it is astonishing what is happening in the Zoological Republic. Things are happening, terrible things are happening, and people are dying by virtue of the fact that they call themselves Nigerians. A lot is happening, and we must bring it to your attention. We also want to spend today to take as much of your calls as possible. Our lines will shortly open. The headlines we are bringing you today on the 29th of September in the year of our Lord 2013 is this: why we killed the Igbo man, General Akwi Ironsi, and installed a Northern Agowon, according to Lieutenant General Jeremiah Useni. We are reporting on the faces of those deported by the Yoruba governor of Lagos State, Babatunde Fashola, to Onitsha. Their pictures and their faces are on Radio Biafra website. If you're joining us from there, if you're listening to Radio Biafra from there, you must have come across it. We are also reporting that 42 people were killed and dozens missing in yet another tragedy in Nigeria, another death in Nigeria. And our signature headline this evening, which we're presenting, is some people are calling it wickedness. We call it retribution. Some people call it abomination. We call it revenge. From Chukwu Abiyama for the evil done to Biafran people over the years. We are reporting today that bodies of students shot dead in Yobe State, or in Yobe, whatever it's called. I don't know if it's a state or if it's a country, God knows. I'm not interested in what happens in the other part of the zoo. What they do there, I do not know, I do not care. We are reporting today that students have been shot in Yobe School. This is according to Channels Television. The death and the horror is continuing, and we must go on to bring you the news in detail. Scores of students have been killed in yet another attack by terrorist group Boko Haram in Yobe State. The insurgents attacked the College of Agriculture in Gujba, 50 kilometers south of Damaturu, the state capital, yesterday night, and killed several students. A staff of the school who confirmed the attack to Channels Television said several dead bodies are still being recovered from the bushes, hostels and classes in and around the school as scores were killed in the attack. The source also revealed that surviving students are at the moment making efforts to reunite with their families who are in fear of further attacks by the insurgents. The security agencies are yet to confirm the incident. This is what is happening in no other place than Nigeria. Nigeria is at war. The world is keeping silent about it. The same thing they did during the Biafran War. But unfortunately for them, right now we have Radio Biafra. Everything that happens in that zoo will be brought to the attention of the world because millions of people, I repeat, millions of people listen to Radio Biafra. Governments listen to Radio Biafra. Important dignitaries listen to Radio Biafra. No longer will all the abominable acts perpetrated by the people of Nigeria against their so-called fellow citizens be swept under the carpet. Anything that happens in the zoo that impacts on the lives, the survival and well-being of Biafrans must be reported to the world, and that is precisely what we are doing. We are reporting an interview today by the former Minister for Federal Capital Territory under Abacha. His name is Lieutenant General Jeremiah Useni. He is explaining to people the reason why Ironsi was killed, the reason why they killed Ironsi and replaced him with a northerner in the shape of Yakubu Gowon. There will be no need for us to go into this in detail, but this is a reminder that the time has come for us to go. This is a reminder that the appointed time, the appointed hour, which God himself decreed that Biafra shall be free, has come. If they are now freely and openly talking about how they murdered an Igbo general, if they are now freely and openly talking about how they conspired, how they discriminated, how they slaughtered thousands upon thousands of people, that is a sign that the time has come for us to leave. We are also reporting in this same zoo called Nigeria, in the Zoological Republic itself, there has been another death. This time around, 42 people killed, according to the BBC. Dozens missing. What we are reporting is not a repeat of the news. We are telling you what happens on a daily basis. We are reporting today that tragedy struck again in Nigeria as the endless cycle of death visited the country again, as BBC reports the sinking of a boat on the River Niger in central Nigeria, leaving at least 42 people dead, officials say. Rescue teams are searching for a further 100 people reported missing. Officials say the boat, which capsized on Friday evening, may have been overloaded, carrying twice the number of passengers allowed. Mohammed Shaba, the head of the Niger State Emergency Management Agency, told AFP that the boat split in two after setting off from a place called Malili Village. It split into two, and people, as always, died. That is the news we are bringing to you. But we are also touching upon the fact that the mess, the nonsense that is APC, a political party funded exclusively by Islamic extremists, a party that is responsible for the financing of Boko Haram, a party that is hell-bent on Islamizing the entire Zoological Republic, they are now fielding a candidate in Anambra State. If they capture Anambra State, that means that they would have taken Imo State, and now they will take Anambra as well. Chris Ngige is the person they brought out. I don't know why this is going to happen in Anambra State. I don't know why we would allow APC to campaign in Anambra State, given their record, given what they are doing to our people in the northern part of the zoo. Those contemplating voting for or supporting APC in the upcoming Anambra State governorship elections must be made aware of the fate of those Igbos deported from Lagos by the founders of APC. These innocent, hard-working men and women, some of them abducted on their way back from work, illegally detained, tortured, before being forcibly sent back to Igbo land, serve to remind all those giving support to enemies of Biafra that they are doing something they will later regret. This is a writing by our dear brother Onyebuchi Okaga, which we are reporting. Ngige is now the latest in a long line of supposedly distinguished Anambrarians who have ignored history once again and taken Igbo people into the bosom of their tormentors. Time and time again, somebody from somewhere claiming to be the Messiah of Igbo people always rise from Anambra State, only to bring more death upon our people in pursuit of their own selfish ambition. Everybody in Nigeria is aware that Yoruba and Hausa Islamic extremists formed APC for the total Islamization of Nigeria through political means. Almost all governors from the southwest geopolitical zone of Nigeria are Muslims. They have Rochas Okorocha in Imo State, and now they want to add Anambra to their list through Chris Ngige. This APC is the party of the ex-military head of state Muhammadu Buhari and Bola Tinubu, both fanatical Muslims. Governor Fashola of Lagos State, also a Muslim, is part of this arrangement. Governor Rochas Okorocha, who is everything you will expect in a Hausa Fulani man, is also a part of this conspiracy. This APC is the party with some Anambra people would even contemplate. Why some Anambra people would even contemplate welcoming APC to Igbo land, given what Fashola and Buhari did and is doing to Igbo people, is beyond imagination. Does it mean the people of Anambra cannot discern or understand what APC stands for? They should better wake up because they have failed us so many times. We cannot allow Anambra to be used once again as the base of the enemies of Igbo people, especially those involved in the bombing and deportation of our people. This is an article written by a listener of Radio Biafra Onyebuchi Okara, which we published verbatim, and we are reporting it, that the same party responsible for the killing of our people, the same Awolowo alliance through Tinubu and Fashola that killed our children, stole our money, we are welcoming them once again to Anambra State through Chris Ngige. No doubt they will tell us, oh, leave them, we know what we are doing, we are building bridges and alliance. We have heard all that nonsense before. The same thing happened with MPN. Where did it get us to? Look at where we are today. Death is coming to our doorstep. It is the duty and responsibility of this radio station to sound the alarm, to warn our people of the impending doom. If we keep quiet, we'll be swallowed up. If we allow APC to get a stronghold, we are finished. If we allow APC to get into Anambra State, people should forget it. We are not here to cast judgment or aspersions on the person of Chris Ngige. I don't know him very well, but he is in the wrong party. This is the party of our enemies. This is the party that ensured the complete and total Islamization of the Southwest. They are here to dominate us. They gave us Rocha Sokorocha through the back door. People in Abga accepted him. Now he has shown his full colors. We cannot allow the same thing to happen in Anambra State. If they take Anambra State through APC, we are finished as a people. Go and mark it somewhere. This is Radio Biafra, because anything we tell you come to pass. If we allow APC to enter into Anambra State, what is left of the people killed by Peter Obi and dumped in Ezu River will be consigned to the dustbin of history. Our people will die. Our women will die. Our children will be married off to them. We must not allow APC to get hold of Anambra State. If they do it, we are finished. And when it happens, this radio station, which is indomitable, this radio station, which is incorruptible, shall be at the forefront, reminding our people of their foolishness. We cannot afford to allow APC, a party made up of Islamic extremists, a party funded by the people, some people funding Boko Haram, a party molded in the spirit of Awolowo that killed our people. Why these people come to campaign and go scot-free, I do not know. They are there trying to take Anambra State from us. We cannot allow that to happen. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, we welcome you. We broadcast every evening, 7 p.m. London time every evening, without fail. If they try to stop us, we'll do something greater. They tried to stop us a few days ago. Now we can broadcast on YouTube. If they try to stop us again, we will show them our TV. If they try to stop us, we'll broadcast on satellite. Anything they try to do, we'll show them we are prepared for them. We welcome you once again, wherever you are. Barrister Mamesu is not with us today, but UCM4 has kindly joined us in the studios of Radio Biafra. We are here in London, broadcasting to the entire world. This is the only radio station that allows you to speak your mind freely without censor, regardless of how ill-informed an opinion is. We allow it on this radio station, but you must also be prepared to take what comes your way, because our people are bound to ask you questions, your views are bound to be interrogated, and we are bound to extract very difficult answers from you. That is why, before you call Radio Biafra, please make sure that you are well prepared. Make sure you know what you're talking about. If you say the right thing, we welcome it and implement it. This is your radio station, after all. Everything we do here is what you've asked us to do. We have not done anything that we have not been asked by our listeners to do. That is why this radio station is incorruptible. That is why this radio station cannot support any prevarication. We cannot retreat. Neither are we going to surrender. Our enemies must understand this. We dare them to be stupid, and then they will know. We have that justification to make sure that that place is not only ungovernable, but is burnt to the ground. Buhari said, if I lose elections, Nigeria will become ungovernable. And he lived up to his words. We respect him for that. He sponsored Boko Haram. They are now killing our people. We are saying to them that if they don't give us Biafra on or before the 1st of January 2016, Nigeria will be burnt to the ground. People should hold us to what we are saying today. We welcome you once again that this is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. Uche Mufa is with us. Please, Uche. You will now address our people. You will acknowledge them. You will welcome them to our program, please.
Yes, our fellow Biafrans, friends of Biafra, welcome to the program. Today is another day.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Our listeners are there. They are waiting, some of them. Some of them would like to speak to us. Some of them would like to air their views and their opinion on a day that we are reporting the senseless massacre of children, the senseless massacre of women, the senseless massacre of adults all over the Zoological Republic. We are also reporting that Boko Haram is at it again. They have attacked a college in Yobe. And we can assure you that there must be a Biafran killed there. But they will not let us know. They will not let us have the names of the people being killed. Because that is what Nigeria is like. They will not tell you those that they are killing. That is the handiwork of Buhari, the chief sponsor of Boko Haram. That is the man that floated the political party that is coming to take power in Anambra State. And our people are quiet. They say, oh, he built roads for 5-10 years ago. Because of that, he will build more roads. How foolish can people be? How daft are our people? No wonder ASUU is still on strike. Next year, they will graduate these people that didn't go to school. And they will come on the air and they'll start debating and arguing and waving their certificates and saying they are graduates from universities in Nigeria. They have been on strike for God knows how long. They'll still graduate them, some this year, some next year. They'll go and serve in the youth service. They'll say first batch, second batch, third batch, up until 1,000th batch. All empty. The brain is empty. They brainwash them with this one Nigeria rhetoric. In a few days' time, or in 2 days' time to be precise, they will celebrate 53 years of abject hopelessness and stupidity. A country that cannot boast of anything. The only thing they know is fraud, corruption, murder, criminality, and child abuse. That is the only gift they have given to mankind. And people ask us, they have the temerity to ask us, why do you want Biafra? That is the most stupid question any human being can ask. Why do you want Biafra? As if there is anything good about Nigeria in the first place. Uche, you have heard the news we are presenting. You have heard our analysis. Please, what do you make of the news today, please?
Yes, a lot of things have been happening. And our duty is to continue to educate, to enlighten the world, to enlighten Biafrans who are still adamant in remaining in the zoo called Nigeria. It is only the Igbos, the Biafrans, in the cage called Nigeria that are still living in that part of the world where their existence is questioned, where their life is at the brink of extinction as a people. But we will not relent, we will not surrender, we will not prevaricate, we will continue to do what we can. There is no stopping us. Biafra is our destination. Because every event, every development in Nigeria has always pointed to the fact that there is no future for the Biafrans, there is no future for the Igbos in Nigeria. And that is what Radio Biafra is doing. To tell the world that keeping quiet is not an option. That Biafra remains a thorn in the conscience of the international community. What is happening to Nigeria today is not by accident. It is not by anybody's making, but by the atrocities, a consequence, a nemesis that was a direct result of what Nigeria did. The blood of the innocent Biafrans killed, massacred, just to keep Nigeria one, are asking for vengeance, for justice. because he who kills and sheds blood must pay for it. It is an implosion, and this is just the beginning of it. We ask Boko Haram to continue what they are doing, but we tell them that they must stop killing our people. Let them go and have their Islamic Republic. It is a welcome development. But Biafrans must leave to defend their lives, to live their life the way they want to choose the way they want to live their lives. The ball is in the court of Biafrans, because I can say by implication that even though the Nigerian government has been victimizing us, killing us, they are not tying us. They are not tying our legs and hands. We are people endowed with integrity, with wisdom, and with everything you can think of successful people. God has given us every enablement. We are talented in all walks of life. So what is happening to us? God cannot come down from heaven to deliver us. We have to take a bold decision to decide and direct our destiny. We have to choose a way we have to go. Otherwise, we will all die. But thank God today that there are still a number of people in the eastern part of Nigeria, Biafrans, who are still not giving in to all sorts of bribery and intimidation from Nigerian government and corrupt Igbo politicians. These are the people behind Radio Biafra. Radio Biafra is today enlightening the world, sensitizing the world, sensitizing Biafrans, uniting them wherever they are. And all we can ask you is to join the crusade. Join the revolution, because this is just the beginning. It is no more business as usual. If you are joining this crusade, if you are joining this revolution, we continue to remind you that he who goes to equity must go with clean hands. And if you are fighting a just cause, there is no reason why you should be afraid. Biafra stands for justice. It stands for freedom. It stands for equality. That is what we are preaching today. We are not going on any provocation, but we have the right to defend ourselves. And we must defend ourselves to the extent of emancipating our people, no matter what it takes, no matter how long. There is no going back. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much, Jevada. Thank you. Our lines are open. Our lines are open. We want to take as many calls as possible from our listeners today, because this is their radio station. Once in a while, we try and take as many calls as possible from people. Those who couldn't get through in the past 2 days. Those who have been trying and messaging and emailing and saying, oh no, we can't get through. This is your opportunity to call Radio Biafra. We are here to take your calls. We ask that people allow first-time callers, if they can, to please call Radio Biafra, because we want the views and opinions of everybody to count. We want everybody to participate in what we are doing. And we want people to be proud of the accomplishments of Radio Biafra. Dear Radio Biafra, your Radio Biafra, let us go and take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good evening. This is Dr. Genda.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello. Yes, I am really happy that this topic came up at last. I have been boiling since this party, APC, was registered and they started to set offices in Biafra land in the southeast. Well, honestly speaking, just as you just said, if I have my way, it will be a disgrace, a shame for Igbo people to allow this party to have office in anywhere in the South East, talk less of having a candidate, talk less of having a person of Ngige as a governorship candidate in Anambra State. Without repeating what you have just said, I thank you very much. You did give a very good background information for those who don't understand. Without repeating it, I want to let people understand that this party is the combination of the most reactionary forces within Nigerian establishment that are hell-bent to exterminate Igbo people as a race. This party, they want to use this party to officially, without any impediment, to Islamize the whole of the East, to achieve what Osman Danfredio could not achieve during his conquest of the African continent, to overturn the effort of our forefathers to stop the spread of Islam through the eastern flank to the Atlantic Ocean. Anybody, any group of people, the guest of this world, I'm quite sure either him, his friends, somebody who knows him, who have access to him, listening to this program, should please send this to him and to Rocha Sokrocha and anybody whatsoever who has any sort of political interest in the East. Radio Biafra and Biafra people, we are not so much interested in the politics of Nigeria, in the politics of Anambra State, but our interest here now lies in the fact that a group of people who form a political party to undermine our people, to legally exterminate our people, that's what we are against. Just as you said, we don't have anything against Ngige. We have everything against him for trying to use, for trying to allow himself to be used by the most reactionary forces in Nigerian politics that collided under a political party to exterminate our people. That's what they want to do. Regardless of whatever message they have, it will be a shame for APC to win even a war. So we will use every means possible to let our people understand what the APC is about, regardless of what their aims and objectives are. Whatever the plan they have, they should understand that this party, they are not for the interest of Igbo people. It is the worst thing that will happen to Igbo people. And to make you understand, I have been following this for carefully. What happened is this. They know that they are not welcome. They know that they will be resisted by all means. Now, they are using money. They are using money. Whose money? Our money. Money that was derived from their Biafran territory, siphoned by the most reactionary forces in Nigerian politics, as you said, headed by Buhari and all those in his cohorts. They are using this money to place all people who want to work for them on salary. This is happening in Anambra now. I want anybody to call to either confirm or to deny. People have been placed on salary. Party supporters, those who agree to campaign for them, do the labor work for them, they have been placed on salary. Now, the question is, where is this money coming from? Have you heard of any party replacing food soldiers on the salary? Now, they are doing this to use money to get what they cannot get on normal circumstances. They know that Igbo people will not vote for them, so they are using everything possible. They are operating on the ignorance, on poverty, on all difficulties that is being our people are facing now, so that they will use money to cover their shame, cover their true aim and objective, that is to use APC as a foot march to conquer and Islamize the whole of the East. And that is why they are using Rocha Sokrocha, who in the long run, I think I understand that we want to be their vice presidential candidate, but he is not going anywhere. So the message here is this. Anybody in the Biafran territory, talk less or more especially the core Southeast, who is supporting APC, the person is wasting their time. die. It is not going to happen. No amount of rigging will help them to win support in the Southeast. Igbo people know that this party is against them. This party is formed to wrestle, to make sure that the whole of the East is completely Islamized. So anybody who wants to go for the Southeast, the different territories to become Islamized, they should support this party. Anybody who is in support of all the humiliation, marginalization, degradation, suffering our people have been suffering from independence up till now, they should vote for APC, because the people on APC are the people who have masterminded the continuous punishment of our people, marginalization of our people, suffering of our people, deportation from the north, deportation from the west, massive killing, constant killing, everyday killing of our people in the north. These are masterminded by the people who have come together to form APC, and they want to use our people to come to power. We will resist it. We should resist it by all means possible. APC, we should use APC as a way to protest against what is being done to our people by not allowing them to secure any meaningful ground in the whole of the Southeast and in the whole of the Biafra land. Let me stop now for that. It is really, really unfortunate that this is happening. But with Radio Biafra, and I'm happy that this article has been written, and you wait, let the campaign start. People will now know the true color of APC, and we will do everything possible to educate the masses so that they will understand what this party is for, and we will do everything possible to make sure that they do not hold any meaningful position in the whole of the Southeast. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Dr. Egemba. That was Dr. Egemba. Thank you very, very much. We have another caller on Skype. You will give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, my name is Chidoze.
Chidoze, can you turn your system off, please, and talk to us via Skype? Can you turn it off? No, they want to, maybe he doesn't quite understand what happens or how we do things here. But we suggest when you call Radio Biafra, please turn your system off. Turn it off or else you're making life difficult for us. We have somebody on the phone. You will give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello?
Yes, give us your name. This is Radio Biafra live transmission from London. Your name and where you are.
My name is calling from Nigeria, Kaduna State.
From what are you people still doing in Kaduna State? You don't hear that they are killing people there? That Boko Haram is killing our people there?
Yes, sir. I'm
what are you still doing in Kaduna? Taking calls from some of you in the north. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype. We can't take calls from them. They don't want to hear. What are you doing in the north? Unbelievable. Please, your name once again. The caller on Skype. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Charles Onkwe, coming from Italy.
Charles Onkwe from Italy. We are developing very strongly in Italy, and you're welcome to the program. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director. I just want to give my opinion on today's topic.
Yes.
And basically, I want you to look at with me into the book of Second Chronicles, Second Chronicles chapter 18, verse 17. And it says, "And the king of Israel answered Jehoshaphat, there is still one man through whom we can inquire of the Lord, but I hate him because he never prophesied anything good about me, but always bad. He is Micah, the son of Imam." Director, honestly, when God raised a prophet like you to lead the people of Biafra, in Radio Biafra, people should continue bringing some words of hatred, but because you're on the right side, you're saying the truth. And the truth is that our people, the so-called political leaders of Igbos, are killing the Igbos. And they are the greatest enemy we have, more than the Boko Haram and Buhari and his co, Dinky Gays, and so governors and so political contractors that in Abuja representing Igbo race are the more problem we have, more than the our enemies, because the enemy within is the enemy that is dangerous. So these are the people who continue to, because if you allow these people with this kind of your desire for money, they will frustrate this our effort of bringing restoring Biafra. So I'm saying that we need to begin to get them one by one and confront them one by one. It requires whatever means to get rich at them, we will do it. Because when we continue looking at them, we saw the deprived ones in the Igbo land that are treated by hunger and poverty, with the money that coming from APC, they can equally put them over because they are hungry. And hungry man, when you offer him anything, since he can get what to eat, he will join you. That is what is happening. So we need to get those criminals, contractors that have looted the state and have been doing and conniving with the outsiders, the Buharis, that are killing people every day. Not even with the APC is Boko Haram. There are people that are killing Igbo people, and the blood of people are spilled. And with the blood of people, they are collecting money and giving the money to buy another people to be killed again. Director, this will not happen. This will not happen in our own generation. Enough is enough. We must rise up and fight these political contractors. Because if we don't stop them, they will do more harm. Honestly. And that is why you will keep on preaching the good news. People will hate it, whether they like it or not, but you are the right side, since the truth will be spoken. And wherever you are, we are there. And we must get Biafra. And all of them must go in exile. Yeah, and we are coming home, and all of them must go.
Of course they will go.
Since they said that, it is time that the hand will come down.
Of course.
And our people will be set free.
Amen. Amen and amen, my dear brother. Thank you very much. I want you to stay on the line for a while. Because we need to deliberate. We need to discuss certain things. Because our people don't understand the truth when they hear one. That is how you know a race in decline. They don't want to hear the truth.
That is true.
If you tell them the truth, they continue to whinge, they continue to whine, they continue to complain, they continue to curse, because they don't like the truth. Some of these people born in township, I was born in the village. There wasn't even a hospital when I was born around where I live, where I grew up. I was born in a village. I know the traditions of our people. I know the culture of our people. As small as you were, when you follow your father to a meeting, they will tell you, "Wam ezioku bondo." Truth is life. As long as you latch onto the truth, there is nothing God cannot do for Biafran people. Nothing.
Yes.
And that is, people wonder, how can we do what we are doing? How can we broadcast from anywhere? How come we have TV, only that we don't want to release it now? There is nothing we can't do. We have almost bought a transmitter. That is, people don't sit down to ask themselves, why is it anything they want to do, it always goes very smoothly? Because there is no magic to it. There is no magic, there is nothing exceptional. Just keep your hands clean, for goodness sake. Do what is right and never, ever be afraid of your enemies. Never be afraid of any human being. As long as we are not afraid of people, as long as we are upright, that God may love us. As long as we defend the poor and the needy. As long as we pray to Chukwu Abiyama every day, asking for his guidance, Biafra will come. Biafra will come in such a way that I have said this thing before. People should write these things down on a piece of paper and hold it up in judgment when the time comes. The way Biafra will come, the world will be discussing it until man leaves the earth. They will say they have never seen such a thing before. Because we have something they don't have. We are the direct descendants of God himself. We are from where the sun rises from. We are the chosen people of God. And the time has come for him to perform his miracle in our lives. And people should just sit back, watch and see what is going to happen. Every army before us will fall. Because this time around, those piloting the affairs of Biafra, we have got something that others didn't have. They said others have come and failed. But we have something they didn't have. We have the truth. That's all. Eziokwu, very simple. And we are fearless before our enemies. If they come to us with death, we visit them with destruction. Anything they want, anyhow they want it, we'll give it to them. The difference between us and other people is this. If you annoy us and you run away, you buy your hospital in South Africa to give your wife, who is a nurse, to be managing. We will come to South Africa and find you. If you run to the USA, we are there, we'll find you. That is why we are creating our group in every country on this planet to let the world know how big we are. We want humanity to understand that you cannot exterminate all Biafrans. It is impossible. We are everywhere. That is why we encourage people, that is why we ask you to go and join Biafrans in your country. So we can send a clear message to the world that we are indestructible. They cannot kill the children of God. It's impossible. No matter what they do. Because if they do, that means there is no God in heaven. In which case, why bother? But we know that there is God. And we are going to win. Thank you very much, my dear brother, and God bless you. Thank you very much.
Yes, and I want to use this opportunity to call our brothers here in Italy to join us. Because here, our people have lost the spirituality of an Igbo man. You see them carrying red cap, going around, making mockery of themselves. And when we are talking about Biafra, calling them, they are saying nonsense. So we are appealing the Biafrans in Italy, please wake up. Wake up from your slumber. It is time. Time waste nobody, it is time. So I'm appealing. Like last month, next month, our meeting is coming and we are moving forward. We thank our leader, our coordinator Michael Iruanya, and our executives and the other sub coordinators. And we are working hard to make sure that Italy stands so that we move forward and rescue our people from the power of the Hausa Caliphate and the Southern Caliphate. Thank you, Director.
Thank you, my dear brother, and God bless you. Thank you very, very much. Please, if you call Radio Biafra, I suggest if you pick your call, even if you have to hang on for about a minute or so, please stay where you are. We are taking a lot of calls. If you call us and we pick your call and you don't hear from us immediately, do not put down your phone. Do not disengage from Skype. You stay where you are. We are definitely going to come to you. That this is Radio Biafra once again, if you're just joining us on the 29th of September in the year of our Lord 2013. This broadcast is being heard everywhere in the world. We are transmitting live and direct to the entire humanity. We are doing something that no other indigenous broadcaster out of Africa can do. And we are Biafrans. We are not supported by any politician. There is no money bag behind us. It is the ordinary people, ordinary Biafrans all around the world who feel the urge, the need to support the truth. Anybody not supporting Radio Biafra is a liar, is afraid of the truth. Because if we have done anything wrong, you should be bold enough to come out and tell us to our face. Our lines are here. It is open. It's free for everybody. So why don't they call us? Our number is +44783130876. Call this number. If you think we've done something wrong, that Radio Biafra doesn't belong to be on air, tell us. Come and tell us yourself. They can't come because they're afraid. They can't come because they are children of darkness. But we are the children of the light. That is why we are in the open. Everything here is open. Everything is open. We don't run from anything or hide from anything. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Please turn your system down and you give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, my name is Chidozie.
Yes, Chidozie, please go ahead.
So I'm calling to know how are we making progress to our fatherland, Biafra.
Where are you living? Where do you stay?
I'm in Nigeria right now.
Okay, so you can be excused, because a lot of people in the zoo are ignorant, so we can excuse you for that. Have you been listening to Radio Biafra?
Yeah, one of my friend in Italy put me on, so okay. I became interested, and that is what I've been expecting all day.
Okay, what you're now going to do is that you will listen to Radio Biafra because you are on to us live and direct. We are on the air broadcasting. I don't know if your data allowance on your phone, on your tablet, on your computer, on your laptop will be able to allow you to listen to a live transmission from us. If you are not listening to us live, then I suggest you go back to Radio Biafra website, www.radiobiafra.co. Then acquaint yourself with our previous broadcast, listen to it, and then you become a changed person. The spirit of Biafra will go into you. The good spirit of Biafra will go and inhabit your soul, and you'll find peace once again. Because on this radio station, those that listen to us find peace. Those that come to us understand and recognize what it means to be a Biafran. They know that being a Biafran is not flying a flag. Being a Biafran is not wearing a t-shirt. Being a Biafran doesn't mean anything unless you act in truth and honesty. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yes, we
thank
have.
You.
Yeah, thank you. We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, please. You may give us your name and where you are. As for us, we are Radio Biafra and we are in London.
Hi, Radio Biafra. This is Chioma Hagotu from Maryland in the U.S.
You're welcome to the program. Please go ahead.
I just wanted to comment about people getting killed almost every day, it seems, in the north. I know there was a caller that called in. I guess he had connectivity issues and he wasn't able to respond to your question about why he was still in the north. But it seems like they are killing off evil people one by one, but for some reason our people are so, like, what is so great about the north that people want to not go back? They would much rather just die, like cattle, like in mass graves, than go back to wherever their fathers come or their village. Like, what would be the worst case scenario? Like, going back home and saying that you were a failure? Like, what is the... I'm trying to understand the mentality of people and how someone would just stay in the north and be killed. Entire families wiped off. And it just seems like there's obviously enough evil people still left in the north to be killed. And none of them want to leave. So what is going on in the north? Like, is there something in the air that is making them stay? Like, I don't understand it. And perhaps there's something in Igboland that is chasing them away, that they would much rather be strangers and third-class citizens in the north than go back to the east. Every time I go to, like, Radio Biafra website, I read about, you know, the Igbos being killed by Boko Haram and being killed by terrorists and stuff, and there's no way you can ignore that, but it's almost like, how can you be sad when the people that are getting killed don't care that they are being killed? If you know that the bullet is coming, you're not going to stand in its way. If you know that people don't want you there, why are you still there? What are you waiting for? Like, do they want to, like, be completely dead if all the evil people in the north are wiped out? Is that now going to prove that we stood our ground? So I'm trying to understand, and unless we address that, or unless we can kind of sort of try to understand the psyche of the evil person who's lived in the north. I was actually really excited when somebody called, because I was hoping that he would be able to explain his mindset or explain why he's staying back or he's refusing to go home, but I guess he's going to call back. I hope that he does call back, because I need to understand, because I don't understand.
Even if he calls back, I will not take his call. We will not take his call, because they are they are being killed and they are there. What are they going to tell us? That they've lost somebody again? I will say this in Igbo so some of our people will understand. You must be very daft to be in the north and they are killing you, as you rightly said. People, something is driving us away from where we come from. because we have committed all manner of atrocities against the land. Of course, that's why the land is driving everybody away, because we are not worthy to be there. And the Hausa Fulani people are coming in, and somebody is calling us from Kanu, oh, they're killing me. What do you want me to do? What are you doing there? Are your legs cut off? Are your hands chopped off? Is your head cut off from your body that you can't reason? Why are you calling Radio Biafra from the north when you know death is coming to you? In Eba Hemegan, you're calling Radio Biafra to do what from the north? What do you want us to do? To raise an army to go and defend you and your building materials shop and your spare parts shop and your provision store and your chemist and your cosmetic shop? Is that what you want us to do? Because of money? Because you don't want to come back to the village without a Mercedes Benz and four upstairs? Is that why you call Radio Biafra from the north? We will not take their calls from now onwards. If you call us from the northern part of the zoo, to us, you are dead. As somebody wrote on Nigeria Master Web, Ikechukwu Enyaguhu is our coordinator of coordinators worldwide. If you are in the north, I agree with his arguments. If you are in the north, you have committed suicide because you have chosen to die in the north. That is your portion. Then so be it. What are they calling us for? To do what? Somebody is calling from the north. What for? We want to defend those that want to live, not those that want to die. We don't have an army to go to Kanu to extract them, 4 million of them in Kanu. We don't have an army to go to Maiduguri to extract them. If we begin to airlift them from only Kanu alone, it will take us nearly 4 weeks to finish them. That is if a Hercules plane is taking off every hour. In 4 weeks' time, we cannot finish evacuating our people in Kanu alone. They don't understand. Boko Haram warned them to go home. This is not your land. There is something in Igbo land called Oberambia. You are a stranger. Oberambia, it is time for you to go. You go back to where you come from, for goodness sake. The same people you are flying green, white, green, they cannot save you. They cannot come to your rescue. They want you dead. If you run to Yoruba land, they will deport you anywhere. So what are you doing in a land where you are a stranger? This is Radio Biafra. We can't take their calls. Anybody calling us from Sokoto is wasting their time. If you call us from Maiduguri, may God help you. We will not take your calls because you are already dead to us. Until you develop reason, you begin to come back. If the problem is the money to come back, you tell Radio Biafra. If the problem is you don't have anywhere to live, you telephone Radio Biafra. And then we'll do something. Our people are eager and willing and ready to help their kind when we are prepared to come back home. Not to be calling us. Are you calling me in Kaduna to come and do what? To send you bullets to fight Boko Haram? We don't want to do that type of nonsense. Thank you very much for calling. And please, we are waiting for those of you in the U.S. to rise up. We have the likes of Odenigbo is there. Clifford Oranya is there. Moses Nwigwe is there. And of course, Akujezo of Ekwenche and the entire Ekwenche family, they are there. Odenigbo is there. We want younger people like you, because you sound very young. We want younger people like you to be able to come out to the fore. We want people like you to rise up and recognize that Biafra is the only hope you have. We want you to know that the U.S. you are in, we are built by people. That even a white family, a white man, the wife and the children, got so disgusted with slavery that they broke into U.S. armory to take arms to fight fellow white people for black people to be free. Isn't that ironic? Yet you have Igbo people in America relaxing and partying who don't care about other people. I have pleaded with the American government. It is a very good thing you banned the visa lottery. Please start deporting our people as well. Maybe then they will develop some sense. Thank you for calling and God bless you.
Sure.
Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We have people on the line. Please, if you're waiting on the line, we are going to come back to you shortly. Please, Uche, what do you make of what you've heard so far, please?
Yes, it baffles me, just like every other person, that people are being killed in another part of Nigeria and they stay put. Mainly, probably because of the economic interest. They value their economic interest over and above their lives. But it will also be very good, just like our sister said, for us to hear from them. What are you doing in northern part of Nigeria? Let them say that with their mouth. Let us understand them. Let us understand what makes them, what moves them. you know, what makes them do what they're doing. It does not necessarily mean that if we hear them, then we will not do what we are doing. We want to give them that benefit of the doubt. Cage devil for four. Because we are on the tour of enlightening our people, both in the enemy territory and in friendly territories. If we cut them off now, that is my suggestion, then we deprive the world of hearing why they are doing what they are doing. So if you ask me, I always suggest that they call in and we ask them questions. What okay. are they doing in the northern part of Nigeria?
Okay, no problem. We'll do that.
So that's my suggestion in the circumstance.
I accept that. We'll take that. We'll take their calls anyway. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. No. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? No, they are gone. We asked them if they can hear us, and they couldn't. They couldn't hear us. Let us go to the Skype line. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype.
Okay. Hello, can you hear me? My name is Kingsley. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Kingsley, what is your father's name?
Wangwa. Kingsley Wangwa.
Please go ahead.
Okay, I'm calling to support the very young man that made a speech now concerning the people in Northern Zone to know, at least give them the benefit of doubt, to know why they are still there. We can reason together and find a better solution if what they are saying, you know, has something to contribute. Because we all make mistakes sometimes. Because I don't see a reason why somebody will be hearing they are dying and he wrong where he would die as well. It doesn't make sense. So we need to give them benefit of doubt. Let them speak. Let us hear them. Then we can come up with something. That is my own contribution. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. It's accepted and it's taken. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Hello, can you speak, please? The caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra.
Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, my name is Tochukwu Emenike.
Hello, can you speak, please? The caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, my name is Tochukwu Emenike.
Please turn your system down and you talk to us because we are listening. The world is listening. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I don't know if
he's not serious.
He's not serious, no. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype, your name and where you are. We are in London.
Can you hear
me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. Even the caller on Skype cannot hear me. Yes, please, Uche, I concede. We allow the people from the north to speak. Since you have a superior argument in that regard, we'll allow them to speak. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me? The caller on Skype? Amazing. They cannot hear us. The caller... Yes, can you hear me now? The caller on the phone?
Yes, yeah. Please, my name is Tochukwu Emenike.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm calling from Manchester here.
Please go ahead, please. The world is listening to your voice.
Please, is there any group in Manchester? That's what I want to ask.
Can you inbox Karamonde? Karamonde, do we have our people in Manchester? I'm sure we do. We have people in Manchester. If you can text us your name, your telephone number, and your email, we'll pass it on to the right people, and they'll get hold of you so you can become part of the family in Manchester.
Okay, please, I want to talk about Ngige election, please.
Of course, go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, the first time he came to Anambra State, he really did well in Anambra State.
What did he do?
At least I know the lot of road that he have done well and all those stuff.
So he's building a road. You are in Manchester, so you constitute building a road built by not even Greater Manchester Authority, but built by, let's say, Mossside. You consider building of road an achievement?
Yeah, but what I'm saying now is that who is the person that's supposed to rule in Anambra State?
No, apart from it is no. We are not saying there's anything wrong with Ngige. We want to separate Ngige from what we are talking. We are against APC, not Ngige. We're not against him. We're against APC. We cannot allow our people must understand something. There is something called political expediency. It sounds fantastic today, but tomorrow the hell you will pay tomorrow will be enormous. The same mistakes we have made in the past, we want our people to forget parochial interest. If Ngige is your uncle, your in-law, your sister, your brother, your cousin, that is not important. The collective survival of the Igbo race is far more important than somebody's political ambition. I like Ngige as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
I like him. I have nothing against him. But what I'm saying is that he's in the wrong party. He should not have been in that party in the first place. APC will bring us death. I cannot allow my love for Ngige to becloud my sense of judgment.
So who do you want us to support in Anambra State?
God forbid. It's not for me to tell Anambra people what to do. I don't want to participate in Nigerian elections anyway. Not for me. Uche from Anambra, maybe he can tell you. Uche, go ahead.
Yeah, I think the caller himself is mixing a lot of things together. Dr. Chris Mwabwe Ngige is, by all standards, so far a good person. But he's in the wrong party. He's in a wrong platform.
I believe that.
People should not support him.
Simple
as that.
We love him, but we can't support him. He's in the wrong party.
He is in the wrong party, on the wrong side of the whole thing. He wants to bring death upon our people. Nobody should support him.
Who are we going to support? Is he fine or bad that he's a criminal?
You are saying something else.
You are saying something. We are not campaigning for anybody. We said Ngige is in the wrong party. Not Ngige as a person. He is in the wrong party. If Ngige were to run as an independent, he would have won anyway.
Of course.
He can run as an independent. Why bring Hausa party that are killing our people into our land? In any other place, even Ngige himself will fall. Why bring Yoruba people, the same people that deported us from Lagos, you want to bring them in because he wants to be governor? What type of nonsense is that?
It's not even the people that deported us. The people that are killing us, General Muhammad Buhari, who was in, what is his party again, that merged with ACN. General Muhammad Buhari is the arch sponsor of Boko Haram that have been killing our people. Since our people are being killed in northern part of Nigeria, he has never raised his voice to speak against what Boko Haram is doing because of a single reason, that he is the sponsor of that terror group. And our people are being maimed, killed like animals on the streets, and nobody is talking, including Ngige himself, including the so-called politicians from the East. None of them have stood up. None of them have stood up to defend the Igbo cause, to even speak out. It is people from other part of Nigeria, other part of the Zoo, that are speaking up for the Igbos, speaking up against Boko Haram, speaking up against our people being massacred. But the so-called Igbo leaders of thought and politicians who regard themselves as the mouthpiece of the people are doing nothing. They are playing politics with our collective intelligence and our destiny. Ngige is one of them. In 2003 or thereabout, he was good. He did well. But now he's in the wrong party, and he knows that. He cannot be allowed to bring Islamic governance into Anambra State. If he continues, he's going to fail. It is better for him to stand as an independent candidate, and people will vote for him. People,
okay.
APC is Islamic party. People that don't have the interests of our people at heart. If APC knows that they have the Igbo interests at heart, let them bring out an Igbo man to run as a presidential candidate.
Simple, very simple.
Simple as that. Why must we be playing second fiddle?
I think they know that
the Igbos count in Nigerian geopolitical system. Let an APC presidential candidate come from Igbo land, but they will not do it. Even the so-called Igbo politicians will not want to know. They will want to continue to play second fiddle. It is too late for us to continue on that. Biafra is the destination. There is no going back. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. That was a very nice call. Anyway, as do all of you that have called before, I do concede if you are calling from the northern part of the zoo, you can call. Anyways, your radio station, you can call. I can't stop people from calling, can I, really? They can call, but we'll ask you what you're doing there. Because it is quite unreasonable of our people to know that they're going to be killed and they remain until they are killed. And by way of headline, we are reporting that death is once again at the door of the Zoological Republic. This time around, a bunch of students have been massacred at a college in Yobe. And one of them is Mr. Wankwo. The sister is Chinyere Wankwo, who has written on Facebook that my only brother is dead. Before we read that very message, I did report that maybe a Biafran is amongst the dead. It didn't take up to 10 minutes and there was. Unbelievable. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. Yes, go ahead. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Hello? People call us and put us on speaker. It's amazing. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype. Hello, the caller on Skype. Can you hear me? Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, please. Can you hear me, the caller on Skype?
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you are.
Yeah, my name is Ume Aka Obunike from Finland, calling from Finland.
Please go ahead, we are listening.
Yeah, I am very, very happy to talk to Radio Biafra.
Yes, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Thank you.
First of all, I want to thank you, Mr. Director, for the wonderful job you are doing.
Thank you.
I want to encourage Biafrans all over the world to really not to be afraid of maybe what people... Hello?
We are listening. The world is listening to you. It defeats me, you know. People call. They want to hear. It's amazing. Amazing. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. Yes.
Hello. Calling from Malaysia.
The great people from Malaysia, you are welcome to the program. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Yeah, God bless you. First of all, I want to use one proverb to tell all the whole Biafrans in all over the world. First of all, our people na tuni no tuna on the milk woman okay.
That is true.
Many times we have already talked and issued our people to leave northern part of Nigeria. So I disagree with anyone that he said that we give them chance anymore. I believe that is the punishment from God. Any woman or any man that he see what is happening in that zone and if he stay in part of north or anywhere, let God punish that person, let that person die, so that in next generation when you see how someone or a man, he will run away. I cannot see any reason why every day they are killing people and if he stay in north, we say we should give benefit of that. I don't support that. Let them stay there or die there if they don't want to leave. Let Boko Haram make them to leave or let them die there. Because every day we're not supposed to be talking all this thing anymore. If they like, let them stay there and die there. leave on a tennis no fishing when I need to put it back. But no one day will do that. If we don't agree, there is no reason where our people will see dying there, and every day they are dying, every day they are dying, and people are still living there. I don't know what Yoruba and Hausa people have given to our people that made them to turn to lizard. They have eyes, but they cannot see. They have words, they cannot talk. So I'm praying to God every day. If anyone, even my father, my family, that is still saying no, let them keep them there so that in next generation, they will see out someone or Igbo man, they will run away from them. About what is going on in Anambra State, in my state, I think we have a house in London there, right? Hello?
Yes, hello.
I'm asking you a question. Hello?
I don't know. Uche, does he have a house in London?
I don't know. Yeah, this is for action. I don't believe we speak men. This for action. Last time was UK did the one he did and escaped. So that time he see a life going anywhere. Now this is time for action so that zoo we know that we are capable and we know what we are doing. Not every time we talk in this one we run away elder. I don't believe that. What I believe is action. Anyone that they want to destroy our people, we have to stop his life. God, no need to be talking. If they have us in London, what you need to do is you need to send address to people or to us. We have to shut him down so that the evil will not exist anymore. Or their family, because I believe if one of them die, or their family die, others will see what is happening and they will take correction. So that's what I have to continue. May God bless Biafra.
Amen. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Yes, Uche, go ahead.
Yeah, can I just respond to this last caller? It is very important that we explain what we were saying about our people in northern part of Nigeria. We are not giving them benefit of the doubt for them to stay in northern part of Nigeria. We said that we are going to give them benefit of the doubt to hear the reason why they still remain in northern part of Nigeria, because what Radio Biafra is doing is sensitization. For the fact that they still remain there does not mean that we will leave them. But we want to know the reason why they are there. Because we are fighting for the collective interests of our people, not just a group or not just a minute section of our people. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, we are reporting on a day when somebody by the name Lieutenant General Jeremiah Hussein said to the world why they killed an Igbo man named Agu Ironsi and replaced him with Gowon. Our people must understand something, but before I explain, let us go and take this call. Give us your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening. This is Ken Jonathan from France.
Please go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
Yeah. Welcome from Southeast Asia, Director.
Thank you very much.
Thank God for your journey, mercy.
Thank you.
I've been following the program, and remember in June I called and I told you we are going to have meeting, which we did. I called a meeting on the 30th of June in the region where I live, not in Paris. Paris, you know, is the capital. But in this region, we have few Biafrans here. I called the meeting. Some came and some didn't, but we are more than 10. So almost all of them said what they wanted was to form an Igbo meeting, which I did not agree with that. So up to now, I was still doing campaign, you know, calling people, giving them the Radio Biafra website, and I hope by this month we're going to hold another meeting, because now I'm getting some people who are reasonable that understand the struggle and the meaning of Biafra. So I plead that you people, because most of the time I hear about France, we are not doing anything. Of course, some people call from Paris. If there's any way you can link me with them, that will be fine. So we can talk and know where how we proceed.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Please send us a text message with your name, your telephone number, okay, and your email. That's all you need to do. Then we can link you up with our people in France, because there is Biafrans in France. We have Biafrans in France. So you can link up with them.
Of course.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. And I want to confirm also, when I send the text, that my contribution is going through, because I don't know.
Yes, please, when you text us, of course. If you've sent it, if it's not been returned to you, then it must come to us. Then you give us your name. If you want us to cross check, we can cross check. If you want us to acknowledge it on air, we can also do the same. Please, but we are very grateful for your support. However it comes, we are very grateful for it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and God bless you, and God bless Biafra.
And you too, my dear brother. Thank you very much. But above all, God will always bless Biafra. We are about to bring our listeners extracts from the interview granted by Lieutenant General Jeremiah Hussaini. His name is Jeremiah Hussaini. That's his name. This is what he had to say regarding... He was one of the people that killed Ironsi, and he was rewarded. Everybody that killed or involved in the death of Sadwana of Sokoto is dead, hunted down and killed. Everybody involved in the death of Ironsi, you either retire the head of state or you retire the general. What is the difference between Sadwana of Sokoto, Ahmadu Bello, and Ironsi? Sadwana loved his people, defended the northerners, defended the Hausa people. Ironsi loved everybody. Which, isn't it strange? Isn't it very strange?
The people
that killed Sadwana of Sokoto, they were all hunted down and assassinated. Those that killed Ironsi were rewarded. Some became brigadiers, some became colonels, some became commanders, some became everything. Those that killed the man that wanted to divide Nigeria. Sadwana of Sokoto never ever believed in one Nigeria. They are the ones that got everything in return. This is what Jeremiah Hussaini had to say. He said, I was with the 4th Battalion at Ibadan. The coup came to us as a surprise, like a thief in the night. We just heard in the morning that the Sadwana and the rest were killed. In fact, we did not get the news on time. Where was our commanding officer, Lieutenant Colonel Lagama, and Brigadier Maimalari, and Colonel Kaur Mohammed? We learned that they were all killed. And we asked, what type of coup was this? At the time, we were not concerned with where you came from or what your religion was. Listen to Jeremiah Hussaini. This is why we said that APC cannot come in. As long as you were from the north, we cherish each other so much. They defend themselves. So we organized ourselves, Jeremiah Hussaini said, and agreed that what happened was very dangerous. We also learned later that a broad government was being formed. A northerner will be transferred to the south, while a southerner will be transferred to the north. General Hassan Katsina was the governor of the north at the time. People like Kashim Ibrahim were also gone. So those of us army officers from the north, we are very angry, really. This is what Jeremiah Hussaini is telling us. Because there are people we are killed, they were angry. They look after each other. Our own people are being killed and Ohaneze is doing Igbo Day. Our people are being massacred. Our people are being slaughtered. Like today, we have lost somebody. I don't know his first name. His last name is Wankwo. The sister is Chinyere Wankwo. Posted on our sister page, Ndibo page, that the only brother I have is gone. What are we doing? We are campaigning for APC with Ngige. Sometimes I wonder. I even ask God, why did you mix me with these people? I don't... Go to Chineke Kerendia, for goodness sake. A people without honor. You are more interested in your friendship with Yoruba people, with Hausa people. You've been talking peace, 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 peace for nearly 40 years. What you got was Boko Haram. You talk peace, 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 peace. They are killing you. They take your land. They are deporting you. You are still talking about peace. Why is it that your brain have not clicked into gear to tell you that you cannot be doing the same thing all the time and expecting a different result. It's impossible. You have to do something markedly and radically different for you to get a different result. This is Radio Biafra. We are reporting from London, and we shall continue to do so until Biafra comes and even beyond. People doubt our resolve. Oh, they will close after 2-3 days. After all, they closed in 2009. We can't close again, I'm afraid. Sorry, we are not going to close. Instead, we'll grow from strength to strength. So if you are praying that Radio Biafra will close down, I'm sorry, start another prayer and fasting. And as you're praying where you are for the downfall of Radio Biafra and for Biafra not to go ahead, my prayer is may Boko Haram find you where you are. You will fall where you are.
Amen.
Go and ask those who have done what you have done where they are today. They are in their grave. God knows our hands are very clean. This radio station is an open platform. We want people to come here and be part of what we are doing. We want people to participate. We want your ideas. Everything we do are ideas we borrowed from you, the listeners. We want you to come here. There is nothing to say, oh, I want to form my own. Let's form our own. Any idea you bring to Radio Biafra, go and ask people before you. If it is good, we'll buy it that same day and implement it for you. Let's go to the line. We have a caller on the phone. You will give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, Director, good day. This is I.K. Dickhead from Canada.
I.K. Dickhead, the great man himself from Canada. The world is listening. Please go ahead.
Okay, Director, first of all, welcome back to London after your tour of the Southeast Asia.
Thank you very much.
Yes, our just mentioning today, it's been about these people, evil people that remain adamant, remaining in the north. I've been trying to, ever since this news has been breaking out about people getting killed in the north, people getting killed in the north, and people remaining dead. I've been trying to understand why these people, I've been trying to get into their mindset. I've been trying to understand why we should continue to feel sympathy towards these people, especially in the fact that from these people in the north, we got people like Vic. We got people like Oju Zokalu.
Even Ironsi. Even Agi Ironsi. The sister took him to the north.
We got people like now we have Rogers. I don't know why these people keep remaining there. They're getting killed and they keep remaining there. It's like even the America, as powerful as the United States is, they always want their citizens. Don't go to places like Pakistan. Dangerous countries that are targeting America. Even for the fact that they have an army to even defend themselves. They can't defend their people all over in a dangerous places. How much more ordinary Biafra that doesn't have any sense on the ground? For me, for your personal safety, your safety is your personal responsibility. Look at, we have one of our brothers that got killed with his family, that got buried in Anambra a couple of days ago. He put his own children, it's like you putting your own children in harm's way. You put your own children in harm's way. Why? I would have prepared for the man alone. If it was the only man that was targeted, that would have been the issue. But he put about three kids. Your three kids are gone, you are gone. Entire family is gone. The other day we have another pastor, two of his kids, bombed. They keep putting their kids in arm's way. You have pedophiles. You have now pedophiles in the north, targeting evil children, kidnapping them. And they remain there. So somebody should come up on the air and tell us why don't we even find a way to even ignore these people? Because they're making us look stupid. Sometimes I listen to Radio Biafra with my white colleagues at work. You know what they asked me one day? They said, why do you people keep doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result? The guy went and read about Biafra. Igbos have been killed since 1945, 1963, 1966, and all the years in between, from the 70s, 82, 1992, 2002. The guy asked me, why are you people doing the same thing? I felt stupid. I didn't have an answer today. I was like, for the first time in my life, I was highly humiliated. I felt like a stupid person. So somebody should come up on the air and tell us why we should keep, lamenting on these people. Why? What are they doing in the north? The north that is desert, there's nothing there. If you, I asked my cousin, why are you saying, you know, he told me, oh, the cost of living is cheap. Land is cheap. Food is cheap.
You tell him that the cost of debt is also cheap. The cost of debt is also cheap because Boko Haram is handy. If the cost of living is cheap, the cost of death is also very cheap because he will die there.
For me now, my this is, I'm speaking for myself, I believe. My responsibility, the reason why I joined this struggle is I believe my responsibility now is to those who are living in Biafra land. Those are my responsibility as far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
Thank you, Director. Yes, go ahead.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. It was a very good call once again. And we know that Canada is growing. Canada is coming up in leaps and bounds. The people contributing to our funds, those that came up to pay us £1,000 each, the highest number came from Canada. It's unbelievable. The highest number of such people came from Canada. We are grateful for what they are doing. You people must continue to grow in Canada. You are putting those of them in the US to shame. You must continue to do what you're doing in Canada, and we support all of you. And once again, as you said, our obligation is to those who are at home who are suffering, not those who have sacrificed themselves and their lives, as Ikechukwu Enyako so movingly wrote in a very brilliant piece that I want everybody to go and read. Go and read it. Then you'll understand where we're going. If you are in the north, you have written your death warrant and you want to be killed. If you are killed, we will not lament your loss because you chose to die. You live among savages. What do you expect? Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you. This is Radio Biafra. I believe that we have Barrister Mamuzis with us, the very eminent barrister. He was a bit busy today, but he has joined us, and we must honor him by listening to him. Barrister, our people are waiting in every country you can imagine. In every nook and cranny on this earth, there are people listening to Radio Biafra, and you will address them, please.
Thank you, Director. Thank you, as usual. And thank you, all the listeners. Wherever you are, good evening. I know that we are about to be shut down, but I still have to say one or few things. Director, my apologies because I had to rush to somewhere. You know, my uncle just passed away and I had to go and show my face before coming back to Radio Biafra.
Okay.
Initially, I didn't want to, so yeah. And of course, I owe this duty of care to the Biafran people. And to the Biafran people, we answer to. And as you rightly say, our people should come out of the north. It's not today, Director, I've been saying this. Since 2009, we've been telling our people, leave, 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 leave. But our people prefer property, money, over their own lives. And the Boko Harams are not sparing them. But it's a shame that our people, the same thing you said yesterday, is the same thing you are going to say again tomorrow. When will our people learn? We leave that aside, it's up to you. Heaven knows, we've made it, we've publicized it, we've said it. It's
Barrister, I have to interrupt you. You're a great man, but I have to interrupt you, please. Let's take this call. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on the phone, you will give us your name and where you are, please. Hello?
Hello? Dr. Kujesus.
The great man himself. Chicago. Yes, from Chicago, of Ekwenche. The world is listening.
Perfect.
Please go ahead.
My brother, today is in the Igbo cosmology, as the ancient people. Today is Eke. Obosi Eke. Obosi Chineke Kele Eke. And all the mankind. Let me just say a little prayer that our God, Tupu Abiyama, blessed and praised, honored and exalted, extolled and glorified, adored by the only name, Chineke, Tupu Abiyama. We ask him to guide us and to guide this struggle.
Amen.
All this we ask in his own name.
Amen.
Please go ahead.
My brother, we will continue taking the call from our people. I can take you from the north. We will gather from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west. Some of them are acting out of ignorance. Some of them are acting out of misinformation. You remember those days? We were also victims of those days when our general told us it was. That was the best realistic advice from our dead leader, Ujuku. He asked us not to run, to stay put. Meanwhile, his people are not there. So we are just completing that advice. He wants that kind of advice. Natabani, if you don't have the money, like you said, just tell us. If you don't have the vehicles to get you home, we are. People, so please, in the spirit of Biafra of you, in the spirit of our people, in the spirit of our ancestors, please don't abandon your people over there. Unatafa, bring them home. And we are asking our people at home, the Red Cross, the Biafra Red Cross, the Igbo Red Cross, the Akwa Ibom Red Cross, to begin to prepare to take in the mass exodus of our people. We can understand from this end that people claim we are Nigerians. They go to our place, they take the oil. Our people who are just petty traders, not even benefiting from the oil, are being killed. Our governors, all of them are staying quiet. All of them are keeping their mouth mute. Well, thanks to Radio Biafra, we will continue to shine the light so that people will understand, and we pray for them so that eventually they will see reason and begin to do what responsible governments do. As for Mr. Ngige, I don't have any. Ngige is an admired man.
Yes, we are listening. We are listening. Please proceed. Do we still have Dr.
Listen, Jesse? Listen. He's an admired man. But I just want to remind Ngige that Ekwenche has kept records that on Friday, August 2001, Major General Buhari, Muhammad Buhari, was asked to come to the Oputa panel for the sake of discussing what happened to Ndibo and other Biafrans. What he said was, he will not appear before the human rights violation investigation. He gave that talk in Hausa to VOA. On January 15, 2011, Buhari called for total Sharia in Nigeria. He said Muslims should vote for Muslims. Our record as a research organization, we have it on record. And he said, and I quote, "I will continue to show openly and inside the total movement that is sweeping the commitment to Sharia, sweeping all over Nigeria. God willingly, we will not stop the agitation for total implementation of the Sharia in the country." That was the statement of the man, heading APC, which our own dear Ngige has found a place. Like you rightly said, my brother Nnamdi, you told Ngige, if Ngige had knows all this, he could easily run as an independent. Buhari, for example, during the PTF, was accused of not implementing PTF completely to the Southeast Zone and the South South Zone.
These are all skewed things that Buhari did. Buhari is not a friend. Buhari is an Islamist. They are all working from that book of taking over lands for Islam. Who will stop them? Because this is Ekwenche and other groups. Who will stop them? They haven't known what will come. We are waiting. So let's take their call. Let's take our people's calls. Let's guide them. Let's take them home to safety. That's the first thing. And let us begin to prepare to rehabilitate them while we prepare to drive all those hooligans, people who are masquerading as governors, as representatives, senators, in the whole of Igbo land and everywhere that want to be part of Biafra. We will drive all of them out. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well spoken and well received. That is what we will drive them away from our land and take it over. As Bart Naji said, he called them gangsters. He said we've allowed gangsterism to come in and allow our land to be turned into Sicily in Italy, where only criminals govern the people. We are saying that this is Biafra, with Chukwu Abiama as the only Eze Buruburu we have. We don't have any Eze because God is our king. It will not happen where we come from. There's a saying in my village, Kamajige Shikankogo. We cannot stop halfway. Others have tried and failed. That is why we are going to not only try, that's why we're going to succeed. It is very, very appealing. And we are marching on relentlessly. Barrister Mamesu is still with us. I cut him off unceremoniously because we had to go to Ekwenche from Chicago, Dr. Justin Akuchieze. Please, Barrister, are you still with me?
Yes, Director, it's proper and right.
Please go ahead.
For me to be suspended whenever there is a call, it's an agreement. I subscribe to it. Well, a lot of people have been saying the same thing. We keep hammering on the Ohanaeze and all the other Aezes who are prepared to do their independent day, and the killing of their people are still carrying on in the north. And nobody is bothered. This is the selfishness I was talking about. Our people have developed into me. Nobody else. I was listening to a program about the goodness, the cohesion between the Biafrans amongst themselves before Nigerian war, which was what I explained 2 days ago. I was listening to this morning. How we love each other. How we used to do things in community. How we used to make sure that everybody is okay. Selfless. But now, it's now selfish, brought to us because of the war. But then again, our people supposed to realize, whereby few people are eating and others are in hunger, you're supposed to be alerted that such situation is no good for you. Where only me and my family are better off, the rest are starving. Our people, the spirit we had before has evaporated off from their brain. And it's about time, as we're talking, for them to inculcate those old style of brotherhood and sisterhood to come back into their heads. Because we have lost it. The earlier they do that, the earlier they come back to their senses, the better for everybody. Otherwise, those we lost will be lost forever, and they are not coming to the African land.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Director.
Thank you, great man himself. Give us your name and where you are. We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear us. What happened to their line? That is amazing. What happened to their line? Can you hear me? No. That is quite strange. Very, very strange. Anyway, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They cannot hear us. They can't hear us, which is rather very sad. It's very sad they can't hear us. Let's go to the... there are people on Skype. Please, we ask you to wait because we are going to take all your calls one after the other. We'll take them. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype.
Yeah, good evening.
Go ahead.
Hello, this is from Denmark. Good evening, Namdi, and the great team of Radio Biafra.
Good evening.
Thank you all. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to announce the meeting yesterday, but I want to announce that we've had our meeting, and it was very nice. We had a constructive meeting, and everybody was, most of the people, or most all of them, hasn't been able to listen to Radio Biafra, the effort I've been making to get them to listen to it. But anyway, I tried to explain to them about everything they wanted to know. Of course, some are still skeptical about how we can actually get it, because they can't believe that it's possible. But anyway, I tried to explain everything to them, and they seem satisfied with everything. So we managed to agree to meet again on the 19th of October, and that's about the Remembrance Day. So we will be having the Atonement Day, or the Remembrance Day of Igbo and Biafrans, on that day. So that's actually what we managed to achieve today.
Yes, so are you people... So anyway, that's a very good thing to have, to know that you guys are moving into gear, which is what we want you to do. Do you guys have a Facebook page already? Do you have Biafrans in...
Yeah, actually, I tried to open that Facebook, but we have a problem. I don't know why they say that it's they suspect, or they banned the page or whatever. I don't know for what reason. You know, I wrote them an email that they said they will reply.
What were you trying? What was the name of the group you're trying to set up? That they
just reference in Denmark as usual. Anyway, with the same email address, but
and they said
it was
no.
Sudden. Yeah, after the time you
I thought there's a Biafra in Denmark already existing. Isn't there a Facebook page called Biafrans in Denmark already in existence?
No, not for us anyway. I haven't operated such.
Okay.
We have email with Skype anyway, but at the moment I'm trying to sort it out with them anyway. So
okay, try to sort it out and get it going, please. It's important. Those of you in Denmark are doing very well. You are now waking up, which is very good. We're waiting for Finland,
sure.
We're waiting for Belgium to do the same. Thank you very much, and God bless you. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
The caller on the phone, your name and where you are, please. No, we are unable to get you. We are unable to get you. Let's go. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are.
Hey, they're hot.
Hello? Can you believe that? These people...
Hello?
Yes, give us your name and where you are. The world is listening. Stop embarrassing us, please.
Hello?
Yes, give us your name and where you are.
Okay, my name is Uchenna Anthony. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Please go ahead.
I'm from Wanga local government in Imo State.
You are welcome.
Actually,
to the program.
I want to thank you, the director, and all the people that are working with you on the Radio Biafra. And your effort, I really appreciate it. And I want you to understand that the people of Biafra are solidarily behind you. I really want to spoke concerning the issue of the deportation of the Biafrans from Lagos State, which was done by someone who claimed to be a member of a SAN, senior advocate of the zoo, who's supposed to be a custodian of law, taking laws into his hands to deport the people they are claiming to be one Nigeria. So in that area, I really don't understand what really is in his mind, because I can't imagine somebody Senegalese that is living in Dakar being deported to another region of Senegal, or somebody living in Chicago being deported to Florida because he's not from Chicago. So it is only in the Republic of the Zoo that I had this type of thing do happens and nobody questions about it. So with reference to his apology, to me, I don't see that thing as an apology. Rather, I see it as a defense. Because apology, he has to say, I am deeply sorry, or I regret my action, or this kind of thing will not happen again. But all he said in that comment was taking defense towards his action. So I don't see it as a defense. So I don't want the people of Biafra I don't want them to look at that speech as an apology. Rather, they should understand that the so-called governor, what is his name again, Fashola, is taking defense of his action. So that speech is not an apology. And it is a blow, a very big blow to the citizens of Biafra, because he termed them to be destitute. I believe that Fashola, as a governor and as a member of SAN, knows the meaning of a destitute. So if these faces I'm seeing here are the people that he referred to as destitutes, that means that he doesn't know what he's doing. Because most of these people are going for their normal business, normal work, when they were abducted by his people, keep them for a few days and deport them from the country they lived in their own country. So I don't know what they are teaching other countries where Nigerians are living. What moral lesson will they derive when they hear that Nigerians will be deported from their own country? Amen, it's too bad. So it's really, really, really too bad on that issue. When I read about all this news, my conscience wriggles, and I don't know how to place the fate of the so-called Nigerian state. All I see concerning that state is their sheep. I see their sheep moving around the Bermuda Triangle. So I really thank you for your work and what you are doing for the people of Biafra. And I do not want you to get discouraged for your work. We are solidarily behind you, and we will give you every support you need. That is my own contribution. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and God bless you. Thank you very, very much. The people of Senegal are very strong, by which I mean Biafrans in Senegal are very, very strong. Very, very strong. We are springing up everywhere all around the world. We are in 41 countries and counting. If you come from somewhere, you must ask people, how do I belong to this very phenomenal movement? We are going to cover the entire planet with Biafra. They cannot ignore us anymore. As I keep saying, by the time we are finished with them, they will remember us long after we are gone. They will say, how did they manage to do it? And the answer will be very simple, because Chukwu Abiyama was with them. Richard, what would you like to say?
Yes, it's very important. Just like you are saying, I just want to add that what Radio Biafra is doing is to build an institution that is going to last from generation to generation. Just like you said, long after we are gone, people who are coming up will still be in the same tradition, continuing to disseminate, to educate the world about a people called Biafrans. And having said that, it is not just answering Biafra, that you are Biafran in Facebook, that you are Biafran on the internet. You just have to take a further bold step of faith to confronting, to telling people, to defending the name Biafra, to be proud that you are a Biafran. Tell people wherever you are, wherever you are staying, wherever country you are, that you are a Biafran. Do things in name of Biafra. Do things in name of Biafra, that you are a Biafran. If you are in business, be proud to be a Biafran. If you are in a civil service or whatever, make sure that people know that you are a Biafran. a lot of our people in different parts of the world are hiding because of the name Nigeria. The name Nigeria, if you attach to your name, is a liability. Nigeria is a liability. That is why there is nothing good about Nigeria. Even the Western countries, the Western world, if they see anybody that comes from Nigeria that is doing well, they make sure that they make the person to renounce his citizenship and become an American or a British, and that person will never answer a Nigerian again. But the worst of them are being left to continue to wallow in crime and criminality. So that is why Biafrans must extricate themselves from answering Nigeria or to connect themselves with anything Nigeria. There's nothing good about Nigeria, but the day you stand up and answer to your Biafranness, that is the day you will begin to see miracles. Biafra cannot put you in danger. Rather, Biafra will save you. The name Biafra is a sacred name, and the international community, the world leaders, know about it. I am one of the examples. I am an epitome of that. Wherever you are, stand up and proclaim your Biafranness. Rather than Biafra disgracing you, Biafra will uplift you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Biafra can and will never let you down. UTMFO is an example, the only recognized Biafran in the United Kingdom, officially. Official Biafran here. People don't know that there is something in that word Biafra. We will amaze them. I'm telling you, the world will reverberate. We love humanity, we love mankind. We have done everything humanly possible to make sure that what we are doing, that we continue to profess who we are. That we continue unashamedly to announce to humanity our greatness as a people. Not because we go to conquest, we go to war, but because we are loving, caring, and God-fearing people. What else do they want us to do? We must continue to take our calls. You will give us...
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are, please.
Hello, hello. This is Juliet Mba. This is Juliet Mba. Please, Director, thank you. I'll just thank you for the first day for everything you are doing. But my problem now is that I'm asking. I'm the only person calling from Italy. I want to know our groups. How many are we? Because I have spoken to Mr. Michael Irania. He just told me about two or three people. But all these people that are living in Italy here, I've met so many of them. I have spoken to them about listening to Nigeria, to Radio Biafra. In fact, our people are shameless people. These Igbo women are very shameless people. They don't want to come out. But I am telling them that whenever somebody gives you even a 10 euro, you have to pay to Biafra, Biafra land, our father's home, our mother, our ancestors' house. You have to pay tithe to them. Without paying this tithe, so many people will die. I'm shouting, and I mean it, because this is gonna, when it comes to my head, I will talk the way I like. If you like it, how is it that I went to Modena? Modena. I saw people there, I saw them talking about village problems. Instead of talking about Biafra, I have told them that as it is happening now in Nigeria, it will happen here. There is no more job here now. Many people are going up and down to look for something. Let them bring out the last thing they have. And let's have our place. So I'm calling, Juliet Mba is calling. Please. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And I love your call. Thank you very much. I love it when this lady phones us. I do love it a lot. I'm telling you. You will give us your name, the caller on Skype, your name and where you are, because we are Radio Biafra. That means we are broadcasting from London.
Yeah, Director, thank you so much. My name is Okeke Oster, calling from Thailand.
Yes, go ahead.
I want to tell you how far we go for. We had our meeting today, and I thank God for our people. Our people really try to turn up today, and we try our best to come up with a tangible thing, no matter even though it's a little small it is, but we come up with something today. And I want to also reassure you that we have re-elect our new executive and present to our people somebody who have willingly volunteer himself. Maybe you know him as an elderly somebody which you met here last time you visit, you know, and he promised us and he reassured us that we are going to establish and stand Biafra in Thailand. And I also want to thank our brother Emma Oka for, like, I thank him yesterday for his hard work in this Biafra in Thailand, trying to build Biafra in Thailand for us, you know. I also want to thank my fellow Biafrans mobilizing team for their marvelous work to try to build Biafrans in Thailand. And I'm assuring the Radio Biafra editorial board that we are going to do our best to make sure Biafra stand in Thailand. And we are going to send the little one we have today for the transmitter. We are on behalf of Thailand and Biafrans again. And by special God's grace, today being a Monday, you're going to hear our message. We also want to tell you that our people are waking up. Our people are really getting interested. Our people are really asking. Our people are really joining our groups now. Our people will wake up. So we promise you, and we asking for patience to allow us to wake up. And we want to tell our people also, for Unchatandibo, which we also plan today, we are going to hear from our new coordinator the date and a comfortable time for him to visit, because we believe with him we are going to do great here in Thailand by special God's grace. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I don't have much thing to say than to call upon my fellow Biafrans here in Thailand to come out in this struggle. I thank you so much for those who came out today in mass, for you can witness the spirit and the joy, the zeal which we take at the meeting today. Like brotherly love, we share one another with free mind and so kind to each other. No, like any getting, not nobody had any misunderstanding. Nobody regret of coming today's meeting. That's why we can come up with tangible thing today. I promise you, director, that we came up with tangible thing today. So I am still using this opportunity to beg most of them that is still listening to us here in Thailand that have never come out full to support this struggle, to please to come out, that we have start moving ahead and we can never relent until we realize Biafra. Thank you so much. And the director, for today's topic, I have something to tell our brother Peter Obi. I am from Anambra State, born and brought up. I also grew up in the village, like you always say. What I have to tell him, Peter Obi is the only governor we have witnessed that Anambra have had. I am almost 30 years now, all my years in Anambra, as a born and brought up Anambra. Only Peter Obi is somebody who we realize we have had maybe 2-3 years the time he be governor in Anambra State.
Oh, so, you mean Ngige? You mean Ngige? Or Peter Obi, Ngige? Or Peter Obi?
Ngige, Chris Ngige, not Peter Obi. God punish Peter Obi. Peter Obi is a born criminal. We are talking of Chris Ngige.
Yes,
Ngige.
Yes.
He's the only governor we have witnessed as a governor in Anambra State. So, but what we are telling him now is that he made a wrong party now. This party cannot lead him to become an Anambra State governor again. He can know what to do. We don't need to tell him what to do. He still got the time to rethink about that if he still want to be Anambra State governor. Thank you so much. That's all I have to say.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra, and we must continue. Give us your name and where you are, the caller on the phone.
Yeah, thanks you. This is Miri calling from Sweden.
Sorry, what is your name?
Is Miri okay, calling from Sweden, Gothenburg.
Please go ahead.
Yes, I'm the PRA of Igbo General Assembly, Gothenburg Chapter, Sweden.
That is very good. Go ahead.
So it's like I've been listening to this program for last 2 weeks. I heard that there's a coordinator here in Sweden. But yes, the problem is that we have not heard of any person. Maybe he has not contacted our chairman here. So it's very appalling.
So our coordinator for Sweden is Ngozi Madu. Ngozi Madu and her husband, they are the... In fact, Ngozi is the coordinator for Sweden. So I am a bit surprised that you're saying they have not made contact with your group. But is this your number, the one showing on the phone? Is it your number that ends in... that ends in 806? Is this your number?
It's my number, but it's a house number. I have a mobile.
Okay, I'll tell you what to do. Can you text your number to this very phone once you get off the phone so I can pass it to Ngozi to make contact with you?
Yes.
Okay, just text us your number. You have done very well. You said you've been listening for 2 weeks and now you're calling. Yes, which is very good.
I have to do it because we in Gothenburg, Sweden, we are waiting because many people are very, very interested, but they lack information.
Okay, can you also give them the address, the email, and the website address of Radio Biafra so that other people can also listen the way you are listening now? Is that possible?
Yes, I will do that because I'm the PRO of Igbo General Assembly, Gothenburg.
That's very good. You have done very well to ring Radio Biafra. And if you send us a text message with your name, your mobile number, and your email address, somebody will be in touch with you as quickly as possible that our people there may be mobilized to become part of this global phenomenon called Biafrans. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. What would you like to say? Because we are about to bring the program to a close. We must go to Barrister Mamisu. He will bring it to an end for us. Please, Uche, go ahead.
Yes, there is something else I can say other than to urge Biafrans all around the world to be proud of their Biafranness, because a lot of things have happened to us. It's still happening. And there is no other way we can defend ourselves other than to stand up and proclaim that we are Biafrans to the entire world. Even the international community who are looking the other way, we have no other reason to give other than to accept us that we are Biafrans and we are whom we are. Nigeria has no promise, no future for us as Biafrans, as Igbos. So if we can't fight for ourselves, nobody will fight for us. God has given us every enablement. God has given us everything we need as a people to stand, to defend ourselves. Now is the time. There is no other time. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you for that. We still have the very eminent barrister and attorney at law is with us. A man whom, when I introduce him on the air, even my wife gets jealous. She says, when Barrister Mamisu calls me, when Barrister Mamisu is on the line, I introduce him in a very special way that I don't even introduce her that way when she calls. Please, Barrister, you will do us the honor of bringing this session to an end because the world is listening and we are Radio Biafra.
Thank you, Director. Of course, you know the reason why you give me the accolade you give me every evening on a radio station of Biafra.
My wife is getting worried. She is getting worried. Ah. Saying, what do we have together?
Well, something will reveal when Biafra is restored, not now.
Exactly.
So everybody should work tirelessly, just like Radio Biafra and the listeners are doing. Director, we are moving very close to restoring Biafra. Because when I listen, I hear our people who have been following the Radio Biafra listenership, and then when they call and they've been listening to it for a week or two, we are interested. It makes me I jump up and down. It makes me happy. Sometimes I feel like break dancing because we are coming very close. Director, we are coming very close because there is nothing that could be offered to Biafrans in Nigeria Zoo. Nothing. It's been tested, it's been tried, failed. There's nothing. And any man or woman who believes they have a stake in that zoo is either mad, insane,
deluded or the person is not living. Because nobody can ever feel something that is righteous and believe to pursue something that is evil. Because that country is evil. Nothing from there is good. Nothing. When you travel and enter into the air you perceive is dead. That is the air you first come to you. Nothing there is living. Everybody should realize, whichever four has already said it, just the name Biafra is a savior on its own. That name concocted and brought to us mixture of those who are not compatible. We managed, and they are coming to celebrate 53 years. Shame on those who are celebrating, because it doesn't work any celebration. It doesn't work even recognizing that name, because that name is still, when something is still, is dead. May God bless those who believe in Biafra. May God be with those who want to help us restore this name, this nation that produces everything, this nation that is blessed with all the mineral resources you can think on earth. The earth that is very fertile. The nation that has oneness before we came to meet those who are not compatible with us. God has saved us all this while. He will continue to save us until we restore back his nation. May God bless all of you. May God be with all of you, those who believe in us, and those who are keep coming to us in order to restore Biafra. Director, may your days be longer. Be longer, for you have taken this upon your shoulders to call people, to assemble, to congregate, to convert together, so that we will go back home. This place is not our home. UK, America, Thailand, this, that, they are not our homes. We need to go back to where we belong. That is where we get our respect and dignity. And that is where we belong to. May God bless all of you. Don't forget, tomorrow is another day, 7 p.m. Good night, everybody. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. That was the voice of the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu. Closing us off for today, it's been a pleasure serving the Biafran people, because we serve you. We are here, as the barrister said, to bring this great family together. A family of Biafrans, a truly global phenomenon. In every country on this earth, there will be Biafrans. We are going to do it. It is something never before attempted. The reason why we are going to build this unstoppable force all over the world is this. So that we can tell them they can't kill all of us at the same time. We are going to take over what belongs to us. That sacred land called Biafra belongs to the Biafran people. It doesn't belong to the criminals who are there. It doesn't belong to those who are serving their house and masters for the crumbs that will fall off the table. It belongs to everybody. We can give everything fighting for Biafra, but they can't. That is the difference between them and us. And that is why we proclaim every night, every morning, every afternoon, every evening that we are privileged to serve our people. That this Biafra we talk about all the time is our religion. And on this station, Radio Biafra is where we worship. And Chukwu Abiama is our God. And he will guide and protect each and every one of you. But more importantly, God will bless Biafra.
We love and cherish. We have vanquished our enemies. All hail Biafra. God bless Biafra. Biafra, we have emerged triumphant from all our foes through the crusade. victorious, our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. Shall always reach.